The number of unaccompanied minors coming to the U.S. from Central America continues to grow, and thousands of them are joining relatives in Maryland. WYPR's Christopher Connolly has the story of one of these young migrants.
Almost a year ago, Williams Guevara left his family's cramped two-bedroom home in El Salvador to travel hundreds of miles by foot, by car, and in packed minibuses to get to the U.S. He was 17. He says he was scared, but he made friends, which made it a little better.
That was a good part. I think it's the only good part.
He was apprehended by Border Patrol just as he crossed into Texas. He spent 24 days in federal custody before being sent to Baltimore County to be reunited with his older brother. Back home, Guevara's father made him work late into the night taking care of the chickens they raised, work that made it hard to go to school.
I was tired, and the next day I wake up late, so I miss school too.
Guevara was also fleeing abuse. He said his father drank a lot, and when he was drunk, he was violent.
He was a soldier in the Civil War, so he had, like, flashbacks.
The father started by beating him with ropes and belts, and then progressed to the machete. And that was the point at which he decided he needed to leave.
Scott Rose is a lawyer who helped Guevara apply for a program for migrant children who've been abused, abandoned, or neglected in their home country. It's called Special Immigrant Juvenile Status, and it offers a pathway to citizenship. Rose's teenage son, Austin, convinced him to offer pro bono help to young migrants. Together, they've taken on 8 of these cases.
When you're a father of a 17-year-old and you witness that kind of pain in another child, it hits you in a different way. You become so grateful for the protections of the United States. You become so grateful for a system that keeps your kids safe.
Guevara arrived here just as the number of unaccompanied Central American minors began to surge. Since October, some 57,000 children and teens crossed the border without their parents. More than 2,200 have come to Maryland already. Many, like Williams Guevara, will come here to the Esperanza Center in Fells Point to find help making their case to stay in the country. Adonia Simpson, who runs Esperanza Center's legal clinic, says they've seen the number of kids swell dramatically since the spring. Right now, there's a 3-week backlog just to get legal advice.
We're busy throughout the whole center. Health Services is doing more physicals for kids enrolling in school. We're seeing more consultations for minors who want to seek legal representation on their cases.
Simpson says many will apply for asylum as victims of gangs or to reunite with parents here legally. Others may qualify for special immigrant juvenile status, but she says it can be a struggle just to get children, most of whom have experienced trauma, to share their stories.
It's a difficult process because you're dealing with kids. And culturally, a lot of times these kids don't understand what has happened to them is abuse. So it's a matter of getting the clients to be comfortable with you and trying to get them to open up.
For Williams Guevara, he'd rather focus on the opportunities here going forward. He's in high school, he has a summer job, and if he gets his green card, he says he might go on to study engineering or computers.
I want to go to college. I can travel, I want to travel, I want to see my mom, I miss her.
In Baltimore, I'm Christopher Connolly for 88.1 WYPR.